Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Well, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I just want to kind of open with if anybody's finding, you know, some kind of weird things are going on this election, you're not the only one. Something really weird happened with my voter registration, with my whole voter history. For some reason, I was completely purged from the system. Not my family, just me. And I'm like, what did I do? I didn't do anything wrong. So I go to vote. And by the way, everybody at the poll was nice. Everybody was very, very cool. All the volunteers, all the workers there, just stellar job. Very, very cool. So I walk in there, and, you know, I have my ID ready. You know, I know it's nice to think that you could, you know, walk around finally without a purse, without a wallet. I could finally go somewhere without having to have my ID. It's the one place in this world that you don't have to have ID is the voting booth. But I'm like, look, do you guys want to see my ID? They're like, if you want to show it to us, you can. And I'm like, well, I really don't want people seeing my weight, but it's okay. You know, I brought the ID, so, you know, here it is. And they go, have you ever voted before? And I go, how old do you think I am? Yeah, I voted. Have you ever voted, though, in this county? Yes. I mean, I've been voting in this county for decades. What's going on here? We don't have you in the system. Why aren't I in the system? We don't know. They were really nice. I was nice. I was like, well, here, if you go online to all these websites that blast people's personal information all over the place, you see I'm active in my county. And again, I was really, really nice because I know it wasn't their fault. But I'm like, this is kind of odd. And they go, we don't know what's going on. So they moved me to another area. I love that. I always seem to be the one that has to get moved to another area, right, you know, to deal with an issue. And everybody else gets to vote. And I'm kind of in a hurry because I had to pee. You know, I knew my voting. You know when you have to pee? You're like, okay, here's the thing. I got maybe 30 minutes. So I run, vote, make it home. I could do this. So I got to pee. And I'm kind of standing there going, okay, how much longer? You know, whatever. So they call the Clark County Election Department, and they said I was purged. And I go, really? You know, why would somebody purge me? You know, we have a little nervous about what that would mean. And they said it's because the voter asked for their record to be completely purged from the system. And I go, that wasn't me. Who did that? Who's pretending to be Dr. Dahlia and trying to remove my voter registration? Now, I said I did last year when there was a website that would blast everybody's political party, everybody's address, phone number, and their neighbors. Remember I told you there's a website? I posted it again on my Facebook and Twitter. There's a website where if you have ever voted and you haven't asked for privacy, your whole, all your neighbors get outed. Your whole neighborhood is outed on this website. And that's just one website. I don't know how many others. So when I talked about this last year, one of my listeners or Facebook followers said, what you do is you notify the Secretary of State and you ask for your address and phone number to be private. So I had asked, can my family and my kids, can their address and phone number be private? They all still were able to vote, but me, I was purged. So I'm not exactly sure if that's what triggered it or if there was some other mess up. Now, everybody at the polling station was cool. They had me, you know, re-register. There was a form I could fill out for privacy, which means, again, there's going to be a window of time where there's no privacy with your address and phone number and your neighbors. It blows my mind that the neighbors are all outed on this website. And I live, you know, near a bunch of people that like privacy. I think anybody would. It's called voterrecords.com. So I posted that on my Facebook and Twitter. You guys might want to look yourselves up and see if your whole neighborhood is out there, like, you know, your dirty underwear. Well, you shouldn't have dirty underwear. As soon as you take off your underwear, throw it in the washer. So, I find this to be kind of odd. You know, I've voted every election. I'm, you know, pretty public in my neck of the woods. All I might have done was a year ago ask, you know, can you make sure my address and my phone number isn't there? And maybe this was some mess up. And I asked, I go, can you find out who was the one that emailed? What was that? They said the system was down. The system was down. And I'm looking, if the system's down, how is everybody still voting? So something's up. Now, and maybe it was just a simple mess up. Maybe it was a simple clerical error. But the problem I have is when we talk about election integrity, you can't have mess ups like this. You can't have, well, you're completely out of the system. Why am I out of the system? Am I out of the system because somebody has my mail-in ballot and voted for me, so you think I'm voting multiple times? Is it that I don't know what happened? Now, two of my family members didn't get their voting ballots. Two did. Maybe it's because of this mess up, but I don't think nobody else in my family was purged but me. So it's one of those things where, again, I commend the polling people. I commend the election office for trying to rectify it. Very, very cool. But when somebody says something's not right, we have to take that seriously and look into it. Because, you know, the election should be as simple as you register to vote, you're in a system, you show it's you, you show proof it's you, you vote, one vote per person, that vote makes it to where it needs to, no issues with software, no issues with ballots being hidden or sitting at a post office for a couple years or whatever, and your vote counts. It goes through anybody that mails in their votes, those votes, in a very public, transparent, you know, way, you know, sees that every vote that came in got counted. There's got to be a simpler way to do it. But when this BS happens where, you know, you just all of a sudden you're gone, you don't exist from the system when you've been very active in the system, this starts to make people nervous. When you don't get your mail-in ballot, it makes people nervous. You know, I didn't want to vote till next week, but I raced down there to vote because I didn't know who had my mail-in ballot. That's not the way an election should work. And your private information should not be blasted all over and given to these other companies that outs you and your whole neighborhood. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word BIMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, we've got a lot of news to get to. But one of the biggest headlines that is, well, we actually have Americans taken hostage. We have to talk about that as well. But we're going to open today. Well, we already opened, so we're going to do a second opening, like second breakfast. We're going to do a second opening with this headline because this is just startling, and it's just something we need to speak about. Okay, we're drinking too much. We are drinking way too much. I mean, too much. In fact, isn't there an orange juice company that's now teaching people how to do mimosas, but you only spray a touch of the orange juice into the champagne? Our society has gone crazy with alcohol. And I'm not saying I don't want prohibition, I don't want alcohol banned, but we have gotten to the point where 1 in 5 adults are dying as a result of their alcohol habits, especially those under 49. 1 in 8 in those under, I believe, 65. Okay, we're drinking too much. We should not be having all these alcohol-related deaths. I had a friend of mine who was married to a woman who sadly, you know, left a couple children, daughters, after succumbing to alcohol. And, I mean, she's my age. She wasn't old. And I knew her for years, and to see her and we didn't know. We didn't know she had an issue. You know, I mean, her husband, you know, figured, but even it took a while for him to know, and it was just crushing. And I was at the funeral, and I was like, I just couldn't believe she was gone. And she wasn't gone because of cancer, which now I'm starting to see, you know, in my age group, people get. It wasn't heart disease. It was because of something that she could have had control over years ago, and she didn't. May God bless her soul, and I miss her. She was an amazing, amazing person. So 1 in 5 deaths of U.S. adults is from excessive drinking in those under 49. 1 in 8 in those under 64. Now, this is a study published Tuesday in the JAMA Network Open. Now, the percentage of deaths attributed to alcohol, that is an average because it did vary state to state. But researchers looked at national and state mortality data from 2015 to 2019 and looked at deaths that were either fully or partially attributable to excessive drinking. Those causes of deaths included vehicle accidents, alcohol poisoning, and other health impacts such as liver disease. The deaths were fully attributable. Those that were fully attributable to alcohol have risen in the past decade, and we're seeing more since COVID. So people always ask how much alcohol is too much, and most people feel they don't drink enough alcohol. Most people think, you know what, I'm good. They go, I have a glass of wine with dinner. I'm like, okay. And moderate alcohol is considered more than 2 drinks a day for a man, more than 1 drink a day for a woman. I know, we women really get the short end of the stick. The CDC defines a moderate drinking as 2 drinks or less in a day for a man and 1 drink or less in a day for women. That's moderate drinking. 2/3 of adults report drinking more than moderate amounts at least once a month. The CDC also estimates 1 in 6 adults binge drink, which is 4 or more drinks on an occasion for a man, for a woman, 5 or more drinks on occasion for a man. So for those of you that go, I just have a glass of wine with dinner. Okay. Keep in mind, what are you doing when you cook dinner? Well, I might cook dinner with some wine. I might have a little bit of that. Okay. All right. That's fine. So you add a little bit of wine to your dinner. Then while I'm cooking, I might drink a little bit. Okay. All right. So while you're cooking, I get it. You know, it's taking a while. You want to keep your appetite down. So you might drink a little bit, you know, start winding down. Then when we serve dinner, we'll serve dinner and I'll pour a glass or two of wine. Then at night, not me, because I'm not a big wine drinker. Then at night, after dinner, we sit down on the couch. We might watch, you know, a show. We might catch up on a series. And I might enjoy a glass of wine with my spouse then. Okay, you're already at 3-4 drinks, baby girl. That's a lot. So many people think that they don't drink more than they do. I don't consider myself at all a moderate drinker. I come home and I drink some water. Maybe there'll be a diet soda every now and then if I want a taste of something. We don't drink wine. Wine's too expensive. It's cheaper to drink water. You know, but I'm going to a wedding this weekend, and so I'm probably going to have a drink or two. And if I have more than 1 drink, that could be considered more than moderate. So you see, if we don't even realize that the amount of alcohol we're drinking is more than we think, we won't, you know, address the problem. Now, some of you are probably saying, but Dr. Dahlia, heart doctors want us to drink alcohol. Heart doctors say alcohol, especially wine, is good for the heart. Not all heart doctors have been doing that, though. Even though the resveratrol in red wine has shown health benefits, I have not had a heart doctor per se put the money on the line saying this is how much alcohol you could have. The concept of one glass a night is starting to fall off. You're starting to hear fewer physicians promote that because there's more and more data coming out saying, well, but alcohol could put you at risk for cancer. Alcohol could put you at risk for high blood pressure, for dementia, for liver disease, for stomach issues. And so I believe, personally, and I've told you guys this, these centenarians in Italy and these individuals that have lived till 100, 110 and say it's because they drink alcohol, I really believe that it's different strokes for different folks. And there are some people on this earth that wine is what worked for them. Wine relaxed them. They got the antioxidants from it. They minimized the amount of calories they ate, because rather than eating a rich dessert, they would just sip on a little bit of wine. They might have eaten slower. When I was in Italy, and not in the touristy area, but where the locals ate, they ate way slower and way less than I've seen Americans eat because they're sipping on their wine. So there could be an argument that a glass of wine, one glass with dinner, might be advantageous. But because of all the risk factors that we see related to alcohol and people misguiding their amount, I mean, I've seen the goblets you guys drink from. You know, a glass of wine is a much smaller glass and volume than some of these goblets you guys are walking around with. And I saw the goblets because when we went trick-or-drinking, I mean, I didn't drink, but when we went trick-or-drinking, I saw your guys' goblets. Those are big suckers. I mean, those are like almost fish bowls. So why are we having such an alcohol problem? We keep hearing headlines. Since the pandemic, more people are drinking alcohol. Since the pandemic, more people drinking alcohol. Well, first and foremost, when the pandemic hit, there wasn't a lot of places to go. You couldn't go to restaurants. You couldn't go to bars. But guess what was open and what was considered essential? The cannabis stores and the liquor stores. The liquor stores were open. And man, when I was driving around to go to work during the lockdown, those liquor stores, you saw the parking lot, they were packed. So some people might have insinuated that during COVID, if liquor stores are open, then it's okay to have some alcohol. In fact, many of you felt that if you drank alcohol, you would kill the virus in the back of your throat. We have never, ever recommended using alcohol to fight COVID. Okay, so now you're home. Now you're working at home. Rather than waiting at night to make yourself a tequila sunrise or a white Russian or a gin and tonic, you're home. You could crack open a beer. Your boss doesn't see. You're working from home. Or you're not working. So now you have people at home and their whole work day is off. If they're not getting into a car at 7 in the morning to hustle it across town to get to work, and they're working from home, they don't have to worry about drunk driving. So our habits changed such that, you know, drinking at 10 a.m. was like, oh my gosh, why are you having a drink at 10 a.m.? You're supposed to be at work. Well, there, well, I'm at home. I'm at home, so it's no big deal. Many people also found it a way to deal with stress because they couldn't go to their doctor. Many doctors were closed. With the lockdown, with PPE, with the labor shortage, many doctor's offices were like, we can't do this, we can't be open. So people would call in telemedicine and say, look, you know, my doctor is still closed. I go, it's been 10 months since the lockdown. They go, they don't have staff, so they can't open. So these individuals who have anxiety and depression are not getting their medications if their doctor is closed or their medical office is closed. So where do they go when they can't sleep or when they're depressed or stressed or whatever? They go to what they have in their cabinet. I mean, we used to have a liquor cabinet. I remember growing up, my parents weren't big drinkers, but there was a very small locked-up liquor cabinet. Now people have their alcohol decorated the whole wall with their Grey Goose bottles. So we're drinking too much, people. Stop it. 1-877, I mean, not abruptly. You don't want to stop drinking abruptly if you're a big drinker. Talk to your medical provider, but we need to drink less. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Silver has
has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Twitter told employees Thursday night in a company-wide email to expect a notice on Friday morning telling each of them whether they still had a job or not. The firings are part of a plan by Musk to keep the business model profitable. Department of Homeland Security is reporting the man accused of attacking House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's husband was in the United States illegally. ICE submitted an immigration detainer on the Canadian national, David DePepe, with San Francisco County Jail November 1st. I was following his October 28th arrest. Israeli Prime Minister Yair Lapid conceded to Benjamin Netanyahu on Thursday to congratulate him on his election win, making way for the opposition leader to return to the prime minister's office less than 18 months after getting the boot. Voter turnout this year in Israel was 78.6%. That's the highest since 2015. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Dr. Dolly, so thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. I have some friends currently in Peru, and I haven't heard back from them, but we woke up this morning being told that 150 tourists, including U.S. and U.K. citizens, are being held hostage in Peru right now. They have been held hostage since 10 a.m. on November 3rd as part of a protest against the Peruvian government after an oil spill in the area. Okay. Good. We got some breaking news. They've been freed. Hallelujah. Okay. Whew. Oh, thank God. Okay. So apparently, okay. Thank you. They were traveling on riverboats along with travelers. These Americans and UK visitors from France, Spain, and Switzerland when they were detained on the Cuninico River. A leader of the indigenous group said they wanted to catch the government's attention after not getting enough state help over an oil spill in September. After a day spent trapped without water or electricity, the chief, Watson Trujillo, announced the end of the hostage. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. He told RPP Noticias, the right and respect for life must prevail in this context. We are going to provide the facilities so that people who are on the boat can move to their destinations. Angela Ramirez, one of those detained, said, we spent the night here. We already have hardly no water to drink. The sun is shining very strong. There are babies crying. The youngest is only 1 month old. There's a pregnant woman, disabled people, and there's elderly on board. Now we do not have electricity to charge our phones, no water to wash ourselves. Help me share, please. So Angela had been on a cycling trip through the Peruvian jungle for 8 days when they tried to travel through the Cuninico River by boat and were detained. In a previous post, she said, help me publish. We are in Cuninico, an indigenous community of the jungle. We are hostages of the community as there are 46 oil spills from which 2 children and 1 woman died. But she said they are kind and respectful to us. But it is the only way they have found to look for solutions in their community. The quicker they are heard, the quicker they will let us go. Help me share. We're physically fine. Help me help them be heard. So, wow. Thank God. The government and police have not commented on the incident. Indigenous communities, they say, have been blocking the transit of all vessels on the river in protest over the spill. This was caused by a rupture in the Nor Peruano oil pipeline. On September 27th, the government had declared a 90-day state of emergency in the affected region, which is home to the Cuninico and Uranus communities. 2,500 indigenous people live there, according to Daily Mail. So the pipeline's 800 kilometers long. It's a state-owned by Petro Peru, and it was built 4 decades ago to transport crude oil from the Amazon to ports. So the spill, they said, was a result of an intentional cut in the pipeline. Well, whoa. So this all started, I guess, September 16th, where the pipeline ruptured or was cut, leaking oil into the ravine, and it contaminated the river downstream. And all the communities were affected. The crisis led to a lack of water in the community. Fishing became impossible. So Petro Peru mobilized an emergency response team on the day of the spill. But since then, locals say state officials have failed to provide adequate help. So, again, they've been released. Thank God. Now, who hasn't been released? Brittany Griner. Brittany Griner's still there. She's in a Russian penal colony. I'm embarrassed, you know, in terms of how Americans and the Biden administration can't do more. Especially, it's very scary for Brittany to be there with the rhetoric coming from Putin. We don't want any Americans stuck within their jail system. It's extremely dangerous. Fortunately, she's so high profile that I don't believe Russia would do anything to her. But and I know many people are kind of mixed on this because of some of her alleged anti-American rhetoric, prior to her going over there and then being detained for having cannabis oil, I believe. She would work there as a basketball player off-season from the American season. And she's been there before. For some reason, she forgot and had cannabis on her. Pled guilty, but now I believe is sentenced to 9 years in prison because she was, quote unquote, trying to smuggle illegal narcotics into the country. Now, they weren't narcotics. I thought it was just cannabis. So I'm still a little confused on the charges and what's going on. And this all happened a week or two before the Russian invasion of Ukraine. So here we have an American, a very high profile American, an Olympian, that is still stuck in a Russian prison. And I'm not saying, you know, Trump would have had her back by now, but it is a little embarrassing that with our, you know, administration and with the U.S., being the most powerful badasses in the world, we can't get our Americans home, as well as the other prisoners that are there. So we're being told that U.S. Embassy officials met with Brittany Griner yesterday, according to the White House and State Department. They said that they saw firsthand her tenacity and perseverance despite her present circumstances. They say she is doing as well as can under the circumstances and that it remains a top priority for the Biden administration. The longer this goes, the worse it is for her and for our reputation. Griner is a center with the WNBA's Phoenix Mercury and is a two-time Olympic gold medalist. She was arrested in February. She was she came to the country with vape canisters containing cannabis oil, but is on a narcotic charge. The Russian court denied her appeal in October and is upholding the prison term. So it's up to America and our administration and our negotiating abilities and our diplomacy to get her and other American prisoners back. Doesn't seem like we're getting a lot of movement on that. And this is, I think the way we've been handling this whole war with Putin, you know, Xi Jinping has now spoken out and warned, you know, Putin not to use nukes. Xi Jinping warns Putin not to use nukes, is urging peace talks. So, you know, seeing this coming from China, I believe we can... we could have handled this and can from now handle this. I think we would have a lot of support putting Putin in his place. I'm not saying boots on the ground. I'm not saying we attack. But I think there's a lot more we could do as we're going into the, ninth month of this? And the threat of nuclear weapons that Putin has, and I get Putin thinks that that land was theirs ever since, you know, before the Soviet Union fell and... But in terms of you're holding Americans for BS charges, you're disrupting the grain supply, you're disrupting the world's oil supply, you're threatening nuclear weapons. I think, well, the UN, first of all, I'm not sure where the UN is, but the UN should be a hell of a lot more forceful on this. And I think we as Americans should say, okay, you know what, you messed with us, this has gone too far, this is done. We're going in there. And we are going to get our Americans out. You even touch a hair of our head when we're getting our Americans back. We bring the rain. I just believe we need to look much more forceful and much more formidable. And we're not. And what's really going to be embarrassing is if Putin backs down because Xi Jinping said something. You know, it should be that the president of the United States says something and people shudder, right? That's not the way it is. People laugh at us. We're the laughing stock. And we're America for crying out flipping loud. Now, Xi Jinping did not criticize Putin directly. You know, apparently they are allies. But he didn't blame Moscow for the war. He didn't ask Russia to withdraw his troops. But this is one of the, you know, most, shall we say, assertive sort of things we've seen from China, asking Putin to kind of back it off a little bit. So there should be no reason, you know, we have our Americans still stuck there. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can't. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877 Doc Adali, 1-877-DOCDALI. Marcus asked, should Elon Musk run for president? I don't know. I don't want to comment on, you know, how well he would run a country, but, you know, he sure knows how to, you know, handle things from a business perspective and a wasteful spending perspective. Elon Musk, maybe, you know, I would consider him for the Treasury, Department of the Treasury, if he could, you know, try to minimize a lot of wasteful spending. So Twitter, as many of you guys had heard leading up to today, had a mass firing. 3,700 Twitter employees received an email terminating their employment. Elon Musk said he was going to fire half the staff. And when you look at the purchase price that he got, that he had taken it for, what was it, $54 billion? I forget the amount. No, it was a $44 billion. Yeah, $44 billion. I am a little mixed because I'm not exactly sure if this is a revenge firing because he was forced to overpay for something that had a bunch of bots. So he's like, no. Then you know what? You know what? Then I'm just going to, take cuts and, you know, and I don't care who is the brunt of my wrath. Or is it that these individuals were being overpaid for not a lot of output? So I'm mixed. That's why I can't say I'm not singing Elon Musk praises yet. I think he is a fascinating individual. I think he is a very, very intellectual, very educated, very well accomplished man based on what he had done with, was it he also PayPal? PayPal and then Tesla and now with Twitter. And I do also think he's very, very gutsy and he's saying things that, you know, some people have not been comfortable saying. And him taking over a social media giant that censured the president of the United States but did not do anything with Putin's account, it makes you wonder if, you know, he could be possibly, you know, the a knight in shining armor. But I also want to still have an open mind of, that this could also be not very conducive for businesses in terms of, you know, look, if we get screwed, who's going to be the ones that get screwed? Is it going to be the CEOs or is it going to be the employees? Is it going to be the customers? Many people feel that it's pretty crappy that now customers have to pay $8 a month to be verified and have the blue verification. Now, it's a brilliant business move. Because, you know, it takes work. It takes time. Twitter has been free for most people. If you want to have that badge of honor and the research has to go into it, I think the reason why a lot of people aren't verified is because, you know, they're like, oh, you know what? If I don't see her on MSNBC, you know, she's not valid. Who knows what they're thinking? So I do get that it does take some research. And for you to have that extra protection, that verification, because there's so much fraud on these sites, I can understand why there's a purchase or there's a price associated with that. But on the flip side, is he charging people because he got a bad deal? Is he so ticked that he spent $44 billion on a platform that wasn't worth $44 billion that now he's going to try to make his money back? And that's what a lot of companies do. A lot of companies feel that, you know what, I paid too much, so now let's cut our costs. And so firing half of the staff is huge. You know, is this, you know, firing bloodbath revenge? Or is it, why do we have so many employees? We do not need 7,400 employees. So I guess what had happened is he had warned that the mass layoffs were going to take place today at 9 a.m. The Twitter officers were all sealed. Employee badge access shut off. It was to help ensure safety of the systems. And mind you, you know, these companies, when they fire people, and you do the two-week notice thing, that could be 2 weeks of somebody raising hell. So oftentimes, jobs will say you leave now, and we'll pay you a severance. So all the Twitter offices are sealed, no access to any of the data, no access to people's, Twitter is still working, by the way. Yeah, I was able to post some tweets, so for some reason, Twitter is still working. But now employees are suing. Now, these Twitter workers will remain on the payroll until February 2nd because apparently California has some laws that protects them. February 2nd, can you imagine being fired and still getting 90 days pay? So that's interesting. But the employees started to receive emails, and those who were selected to stay have been informed that the office will remain closed until November 7th and have been urged to refrain from discussing confidential company information. Additionally, they will be told of Musk's vision for the company in the coming days, with more information to be shared next week. Anyone who has found themselves out of a job has been told that they will continue to be employed by Twitter until February 2nd next year, but they won't have access to anything as of today. They don't have to work. Their Twitter system's deactivated because, remember, a lot of these people have been working from home. So their home access, that's tricky, you know, especially if there's, you know, so there's going to be a whole system revamp. And many employees were kicked out of their accounts about 12 hours prior. So the internal memo instructs staff leaving the company that they are still expected to comply with the employee playbook and code of conduct while they remain on quote-unquote gardening leave. They said within a week you will receive details of your severance offer, financial resources extending beyond your non-working notice period. At the time, you will receive a separation agreement and release of claims and other offboarding. So, I mean, Elon Musk, he's a businessman, and he's, you know, he wants to slash costs by a billion. So workers were upset. They were, you know, throwing shade. They were, you know, I can't say some of the words and some of the things that a term for that. But, you know, I got to tell you, that's to be fired. Being fired sucks, but to have a three months of income. That's pretty nice. They make it sound like it's interesting. The media makes it sound like everybody got their walking papers today and they're screwed and now they're on the street. Not happening. Now, Twitter employees did file a lawsuit. They claim that the mass layoffs violate federal law requiring notice. Well, if he's telling them that they're still on for 3 months, then that's 90 days notice. They're still getting paid. But now, is it the technicality that they needed warning that they were going to get 90 days? So a class action lawsuit was filed yesterday on behalf of workers claiming the company's intended layoffs violated a federal law requiring 60 days notice. Well, it sounds like they got 90 days notice. Now, maybe he did this as a result of the lawsuit, or maybe it was the plan all along. So several top executives have already left. CEO Parag Agrawal, Chief Financial Officer Ned Segal, Policy Chief Vyas Agarwal, who were making millions, lost their jobs, but they still have huge severance packages of millions of dollars. I got to tell you, man, how do you get a job where you make millions like that? Man, I got to tell you, that's some real, real bucks. So apparently the lawsuit was filed in San Francisco. And attorney Shannon Liss Riordan said, "We filed this lawsuit tonight in an attempt to make sure that employees are aware that they should not sign away their rights and that they have an avenue for pursuing their rights. We will now see if he is going to continue to thumb his nose at the laws of this country that protect employees. It appears that he's repeating the same playbook of what he did at Tesla." So in Tesla, they fired 10% of their employees, but that's what happens in a recession. That's what, So it's interesting to see where they go, and it's also interesting to see who stayed and who got fired. I wonder if the ones that stayed were the ones working on site. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.